after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And you're ready to open the lines. Man, come on, man. All these technical difficulties today. All right, open up lines for my girl Nay and my girl T in the building. What's up? What's up? Okay, hold on.
Oh, there we go.
I was like, what?
Hey,
y'all. Goodness. All right, what's up, y'all? I know.
I don't know what you got going on.
It's gonna be a little crazy today because we don't have. Yeah, I don't know what the heck I got going on either. I'm like, what the heck, man?
What you get?
So, yes, we are here, man. See, man. And we're going to have our guest in a second since, you know, but they're supposed to be here at the 15th of the hour. So, goodness, this is all over the place today. But while we wait for them, I guess I'm going to go around the table. There they go. See? Everything is just not right today. All right, let me go ahead and go to our lines and see if that's our guest for today. Is this my girl, Drop Team Kiana?
Yes.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the show. What's up? What's up?
What's good?
Oh, let me try that again. We need them hand claps going. Y'all give me some hand claps, please. Thank you. Oh, glad to have you on the show, ma'am. And, you know, first off, I want to congratulate you on the wins you already got in your belt for bikini boxing. Because you've been kicking people's ass already. So I want to definitely give you some love for that. I can't wait this Friday to see. This will be your third fight, right?
This will be my third fight.
Okay, so. Look forward to see if you'll get that third win.
For sure.
Yeah, you're on the line not only with myself, but also my co-host, my girl T, and my girl Nay in the building.
Hey, T. Hey, Nay. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right. So, first off, I want to get into what made you even get involved with bikini boxing? Was boxing something that you always wanted to do, or was something that just kind of like sprung up on you?
With the bikini boxing, it was just, well, I was already into boxing before, like the fight night and everything, And I was just looking at it as fun and as a sport. And then I started taking it serious because I started going everywhere besides that. And then I just got on the Instagram. That IG is a mug. So I just got on Instagram just working it. And then, like, I end up finding him. And I had hit James up. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I was begging him. I was like, man, hey, give me a chance to come on there. I promise you, I'm going to put on the show for you. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see you. I'm going to they call me Drop 10. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put on the show, and I promise you're going to love me and all that.
Now, how's it, because I know regular boxing is not usually the case, but, like, how does it feel actually not just doing boxing, but doing a different style, doing it in bikinis? Like, how does that feel doing it from that perspective?
Everything's the same. The only thing that's different is I'm just in a bikini.
Now, see, I got new outfits. Mm-hmm. I remember the old ones. The new ones now, they look like the lingerie football ones. I remember the old ones because I went to the first one they had in Dallas. And I remember this one girl, her breath kept falling out of her outfit. So
yeah.
I see they got something to get them together now. You were seeing them fly everywhere.
But like the new ones, the new outfits they got, they more sporty. They're more sporty.
Yeah.
So I thought it was better. But you
still
got one
stuff. I like better, I want my talent look. Yeah. And now y'all boobies not falling out. I mean, they had to keep stopping the fight just so they can do a boob check. I'm like, damn. She was winning. She swinging and her titties swinging at the same time. You know, so the girl getting beat up by her titties and fists.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm glad I got that straight now. Most definitely. So, like, of your fight so far, what would you say was your favorite one that you had so far?
With the bikini boxing or just fight all my fights in period?
I would say let's go with both of them, both bikini boxing and outside of that as well.
Well, with the bikini boxing, I'm gonna have to say the one in Nebraska, because that was more of a challenge than the one in Oklahoma City, because the Oklahoma City, the first fight, the first one I probably could have knocked out, you know what I'm saying, but had to put on the show for the people, so, you know,
right.
Had to go off on the first round, but the one in Nebraska, I had to say that was one of my, you know, one of the best fights. Hope Dallas beat this one, you know what I'm saying, but, out of all my overall fights that I don't have outside of bikini boxing, I would have to say the one in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I had to say the one in Atlanta, Georgia. The girl, what's her name? Hollywood. She really gave me a good fight. You know what I'm saying? I had to say her when we fought the second time. I would have to say that fight right there, the fight I just had in Atlanta, Georgia against Hollywood Desiree. And I had to say that one because I came to put on the show that second time. And hey, I did, you know what I'm saying? Because she was talking some mean shit. Like, she was like, I already don't beat her ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, wait a minute. So I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, I'm going to turn up in this ring. And after it was over with, wasn't much talking, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So, like I always like that. Like when I'm the people that do the most talking get their behinds whoop. I like that. Makes me feel good inside.
She was just like make everything fair, you know what I'm saying? Cause she know a motherfucker know when they win and lose, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, yeah, I had to say that fight because. Yeah, that fight was right there, intense.
Got you. Another thing, I would say, well, it's besides just the fight itself, like which city have you liked so far that you've done it at? Besides, well, you could say Atlanta, but I would say besides Atlanta, Sometimes that's the easy
one. Yeah, but you know I was going to say that's where the money is.
I do it. That's
where the money is. I ain't gonna lie, that's where the money is in Atlanta, Georgia. But now, besides Atlanta, Georgia, I would have to say, I don't follow so many places, but I would have to say Nebraska.
Like Nebraska, like I was talking this on my Facebook Live, like black, like until I saw that fight, I saw the footage. I was like, black people in Nebraska?
Yeah. I would say Nebraska because they showed so much love. You know what I'm saying? Like especially the white people. You know what I'm saying? They showed a lot of love, and like you know that was amazing. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, they just talking to me, didn't know me, and after the fight, I'm not going to forget it because the other white man, he brought me some water and all that. You know what I'm saying? He was one of the people that was talking to me the whole time. Like, I can't wait to see you fight and stuff like that. I think he was just looking at my ass. But after the fight was over with, like, all the people that he was with and, like, they wanted to take pictures and all that. So I snapped it up and they showed a lot of love. Nebraska showed a lot of love to me.
That's so true. Now I know. I didn't know. I was like, they black people in Nebraska. I learned something new today. So, yeah. All right.
And
I'm going to throw it over. I'm going to throw it over to Nays. Next to Nate, you have the floor, man.
Hey, hon. It's the crazy Nate Seduction of Life After This. How are you, first and foremost?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Can't complain. God is always good. Won't he do it? Anyway.
Oh, somebody went to church yesterday.
I did go to church yesterday. And Pastor did preach a good word on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like most about being a boxer?
What do I like most about being a boxer?
Yes.
The cage.
You said the clothes?
No, the cash. The cash.
Oh.
The money.
I know that's right. What do you
do like
least about it? Like, what obstacles do you face being a boxer?
That was a good question. I would have to say, you know, being a girl, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they think, you know what I'm saying, you just because you're a girl, they think you can't do a lot of, you know what I'm saying, men's sports. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, first when you, like, especially when they don't know you and you coming from out of town and they just looking like it's, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, this is going to be a wreck-ass fight, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like...
Right.
I got put on the show, and then after I put on that show, they all in my goddamn face. Oh, you did your thing, you did your thing, you did your thing, oh, I thought you did your thing, oh, drop 10.
Hey, sometimes you got to show people what you're working with.
Right.
Okay. So... who is somebody that you haven't fought that you want to fight? You know, that you want to fight.
Ooh, shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. I really just don't know. Like, I really just don't know who I could call out that I haven't fought. You know what I'm saying? Like... you know, I don't know if y'all know her, but she go by the name Meat Calf, her name Chicken in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's grown now.
I'm
going to
look this up right now. You got to have a Google search right now.
So
she's grown now. She's a pro fighter now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's a pro fighter now, and I actually fought her in Texas County, and I won that fight. You know what I'm saying? That was a good fight, too. You know what I'm saying? Because me coming in, I was an amateur, come like a real, like a peon against her. Like her coming in, like she had like 25, 23 wins on her belt and only lost two fights. And when I came in the ring, that was my fifth fight I had with her.
Okay,
I'm looking at her right now. Chicken, C-H-I-C-C-N.
I think that's how she said meat cap meat. She got chicken meat cap. Did you say pro?
Yeah, I got her stuff right up right now.
Yeah, like 25.8 followers or something like that.
Yep.
Three, something like that. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, I saw they did a document. They did a Real Life Productions did a interview with her.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, she, I mean, she like, she all right, but, you know, but she ain't beat you.
But, yeah, that was, you know what I'm saying, that was, I don't know. I just don't have nobody that, like, I would just pinpoint that I want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have nobody. Yeah, I don't have nobody. It's like, I don't never want to pick out my fighters. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for anything. Anybody, I'll fight anybody. If you 10 times bigger than me, I'll fight you still. You know what I'm saying? My pride too big to not, you know, back down from a fight.
Yeah, I feel you on that. So, what I was about to say. Besides that, like, do you see yourself going pro with boxing?
Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? Like if I go pro, I go pro. You know what I'm saying? If I don't go pro, I don't go pro. But, like, if I still can make good money off of this, as long as I'm, you know what I'm saying, still in it and I'm still living and, you know what I'm saying, if I get to that age where I feel like I'm not going nowhere with it, I cut it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't made enough money, and it's because now I'm getting to the point where I want to save. Like, every time I have a fight and I go out of town, I'm getting to the point where I want to save so I can start seeing, like, because I don't make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Just going out of town and just fighting these fights that I'm fighting.
Right.
But, like, if I had a choice to go pro, I would.
Okay, that's good. So, like, because you're a boxer, are you into fitness as well? Since, you know, boxing is
honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not into the fitness like I should be, but I'm into it though. Like, I'm into it. Like, if somebody be like, Kiana, let's go work out, Kiana. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go work out. But I got to be motivated, though. Like, if it's just me by myself, I'm not really just going to be motivated just to work out like that unless I'm just feeling like, you know what I'm saying, feeling the need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good, though. You know what I'm saying? That's not good at all, but it's going to change, though.
Yeah, because
okay.
You know what you get for saying that answer? Yeah, give one of these.
All right. So I'm going to get way off the topic. So,
good. That's going to be interesting.
That's your laugh. So do you have any, like a boyfriend or anything? Like, you single?
Killer question. No, I'm single. I gotta watch these guys, cause how can I say this? Ain't nobody finna pop no baby up me. So I gotta be careful. But it is
money
one guy. It is one guy that I I'm very intimate with. But, like, we're not together though. Like, he an ex though. your ex, your ex. But, you know, that's the only one I really just trust to just, you know what I'm saying? And I know that, you know, put one in me.
That's why you don't be working out. I said, that's why you don't be working out. Okay, now we know now.
He be trying to get me to work out physically. You know what I'm saying? Like, he be trying to train me and stuff and all that. Like, cause he's very fit and all that. But to answer your question, I'm single, and yeah, you know what I'm saying.
One of your qualifications is just don't try to put one in you.
Hell yeah, I ain't trying to have no more kids right now. I got two.
See, I be dodging these females, make sure I don't put one in them. Cause I'm like, I ain't got nothing right now. I'm
okay. So, travel with you, or they stay with like your mom or something?
They don't travel with me, but this is the first time that we'll be traveling with me to the Bikini Boxing Show. If I go anywhere else, nah, they not travel with me because I be in clubs. Like, I be fighting in clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they stay with my mom. My mama keep them. But, yeah, other than that, but this will be the first event that they will be traveling with me, though.
Okay.
Nice. You got to win that. You got to win now.
Yeah, I know, right? I got my kids watching it, cause they've been wanting to see me box.
I've been excited to see you box too, cause I've been watching all the other stuff, and I'm like, man, I can't wait to this event. I want to see them hands in person.
I'm already knowing.
KT?
So what other things are you into besides boxing?
Well, I like sports period. Like, I'm into before this boxing came along, like, I went to college for track in Tyler, Texas. And that's what I really wanted to do, was run track. And then when I ended up coming back home, I got into this boxing, but for it, like, I like, you know what I'm saying, running track, or, you know, just, I'm a people's person, so I don't know, right now, I'm doing everything, like, for it, like, you know what I'm saying, when people got music, like, because a lot of people, like, acting like I'm a manager or something, like, a promoter, as you say, because I go hard for, like, my local people or whatever. So, like, a lot of people, they be coming at me with, like, a whole lot of different music and stuff. So, I be on that real tough and just, you know, sharing or promoting the next person that's trying to get out there, especially my boy Sleepy. Shout out to Sleepy. He drop team, too. So, drop team, when y'all think of drop team, just think of a whole group. Because drop team is just not me. It's a whole group. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole team behind me. But I'm just a fighter. And Sleepy, he's the rapper. So, like, if you ever go on my Instagram, you see me promoting, like, a dude named Sleepy. I don't promote him a lot of, you know what I'm saying? He on my Instagram anyway. Sleepy903_drop, you know. He on there, too. So, I just be basically, like, helping him, you know, promote his music or whatever. But other than that, I don't know. I just be chilling and vibing. That's about it.
Right. Alex, I got another question for you. Jump in real quick. What's your favorite song to come into intro-wise?
intro, I'm gonna have to say my thing from the Drop Team Anthem. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't heard it, go listen to it on YouTube right now. It's called the Drop Team Remix, and it's gonna be the first thing to pop up. It should be anyway. Drop Team, one word, Drop Team, and then type in remix, and then yeah, that's the anthem right there with Sleepy and GB and K9 and Dirty White and K Real. Like, it's a whole lot of them boys on there. So yeah, it'll be my anthem that came that my cousin came up with, Toto, and he just put it together, and I ended up doing a remix with a girl on her name by the, she go by the name of Fee. So it'll be my anthem. If it ain't that one, I would have to choose
I got it right now in my ears.
Huh?
Oh, that's in a boxing ring on top of that.
Oh, yeah. I about to say, or if it ain't that one, it have to be, I had to come out to my boy and then Von V's and then song anywhere, because I can go anywhere.
I'll let you know something. If I think the song is trash, I'll let you know, but this song can go hard. Don't get your bitch to drop. This is Drop Team. Okay. Over here, Jeff. I know the well, listeners, man, because I'm listening to the man.
Okay.
Okay. Side to that. Oh, okay, T. T and Nate, y'all have any other questions?
Yeah, I just got one more question.
Gone, baby.
Oh. Because you box, do people just automatically assume that you a lesbian?
No, because I'm going to be real with you. Females and niggas be trying to holler at me. Hey, I'm listening. I love the crap. I'm loving the hype. I am not going to lie to you, so I will fuck with her, whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I will. I'm being real with
you.
I'm just loving the hype.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just the hype. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I actually have an ex-girlfriend that, you know, we stay together now. You know what I'm saying? But we don't go together. But
so you and your ex-girlfriend stay together? How that work? You and your ex? Y'all.
Oh, my fucking God. I do it, boy.
Because me and my ex-girlfriend used to live together.
It's a headache. Because even if a nigga trying to talk to me.
Sex?
Yeah, what? Of course.
See, that's where it gets messed up at. Me and my ex, we were still having sex when her broke up. So, yeah, that I know how that go. Y'all probably still be thinking. I know when her was fucking, I was still thinking we was in a relationship. Uh-uh, bitch, you better
not be
talking
to
nobody.
No, I don't think we in no relationship. I know we ain't in no relationship. My girl, she think we in a relationship. Well, nah, she say she know we not in a relationship, but she don't treat it like we ain't not in a relationship.
Yeah, that's how
but
I was.
If you hear this interview, she probably get off. Motherfucker.
I told you the show was unfiltered. I tried to warn you.
No. I'm good.
I had to sneak some stuff
Look,
for
see,
you.
I'm
you know, if I told you everything, you wouldn't be no first.
I asked off the wall questions.
When I first got in, it was so many girls trying to talk to me, but I was not going. I was like, no, you know what I'm saying? Then it was just like one girl, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? These bitches won't fuck me, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's just the hype, man. Like, it ain't died down yet, so I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I get a lot of niggas and a lot of bitches, a lot of females and a lot of males come, you know, they be trying to holler at me. You know what I'm saying? They just, niggas like coming and knocking me
out.
So I am enjoying the hype, but I'm not really just intimate with the niggas because I'm like I told you, ain't nobody finna put one in me. But I'm only intimate with one guy, you know what I'm saying? That's my ex, you know what I'm saying? We still intimate, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do the ex-girlfriend know we still intimate? Hell yeah. She knew this before we got into the relationship.
She don't know this in this interview.
I'm like, well, shit. I don't care what she gonna say. She gonna know. She been knowing. Because, like, before I started talking to her, I told her.
Okay, is she okay with that?
Yeah, she gotta be okay with that because that's I like guys, you know what I'm saying? I like niggas, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I will fuck with a bitch, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I like a nigga though, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you know what you're saying is sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead,
it's a good one, I know.
It was like you copyrighted it.
I know, that was the second time I said it. See, that was the second time I said that line to me. But yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So I got another question. I got one last question. I said that was my last question, but I got one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so well, nobody judging me. Don't judge. The Bible says thou shalt not judge.
What's the weirdest
place you had sex? What's the weirdest place you had sex at?
Oh shit! Okay, I'm trying to think. With a bitch or a nigga?
What's the weirdest place you had sex with a dude? What's the weirdest place you had sex with a female?
The weirdest place. I have to say the weirdest place. Probably on the front porch, man. But but you couldn't tell us. Like, I don't know, we were just so crazy.
I know, you gotta go into this. You can't just be saying something like front porch and just run away with it. We need answers.
So but it was with my oldest daughter, daddy. You know what I'm saying? So it just wasn't with a rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was with my oldest child's father. It wasn't with a random. Hell no.
On the front porch. Like, what's the, was you just like, you and y'all just outside sipping lemonade in the chair and something just happened?
It just happened.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? It just happened. As far as with a female, what is the weirdest place I had sex?
What the fuck?
Y'all heard an ex? You hear me?
Look,
y'all look like y'all part. Look, you like y'all right away. Y'all quiet, boy. Y'all got quiet. Y'all got quiet. Real quick.
Nay can beat you. Nay.
What's yours?
What's mine? Okay, church in the bathroom.
Blessed in the name of Jesus, Lord. With a female or a guy?
It's with a female.
In church.
I was so young, though. See, you already sinning because you like females. Well, supposedly. Then I was a female in church.
Damn, okay.
It was good, too. Mm-mm. I mean.
Oh, Lord, can't you say it?
But let me tell y'all what happened after that.
God punished me that day.
I got on punishment. I know.
You got on what?
Punishment.
I would have punched your ass too.
She gave me a hickey on my neck.
I know about that part of the story.
Yeah, I would have punished your ass too.
You said that girl gave her a hickey. She got on punishment. I might not be but I'm about to say my craziest one was, man, good one. Middle of the street.
What?
In the middle of the street.
How is that possible?
Okay, so you got a car parked. You're in the middle of the street. Outside of the car. You know, you do a lot of things that way.
Teddy, you crazy.
Okay,
first of all,
you
so what? You was in the
Teddy,
car.
Teddy, where's the weirdest place you had sex?
No, I wasn't. I was outside of it. I was in the middle of the street. Yeah, you just kind of used your imagination, put the rest together.
Okay. Me, I would have to say, like, on a pool table.
Pool table?
What?
that's mediocre. Hello.
Y'all
crazy, man.
We all going to hell.
Hell yeah.
All right, so I got a couple last questions for you. If you had 24 hours left to live and you could pick every crazy thing you want to do in that 24 hours, what would you do?
I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm a sex addict, so.
What's your sign? Hold on. What's your sign?
Have sex. In the open.
Hell
yeah. I love sex.
So who you
going to
have sex with in the open?
Shit.
Huh? You're going to have some of them. Yeah.
You'll be the last person I have sex with.
I'll be the last person.
Yeah,
I'm saying. Oh, you feel like I'm the last person.
Yeah.
My feelings almost got hurt.
Yeah, What the fuck? Look, y'all can
you know
y'all.
I'm
y'all
you
know,
you don't fall out. Let me take your soul.
Y'all is crazy, man.
What you do with
Yeah. Are you
like
Rosa? What's your sign?
Huh?
What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius, that water, baby. Ain't no
it's
Scorpio
all
together. It's all together.
Yeah, those Scorpios and Capricorns can't be trusted.
Hold on. Don't say nothing about no Scorpios. Hold on. Pause. Pump your brakes.
Yeah, all I'm just asking is because Scorpios free. They try everything.
Scorpios are definitely free. Yeah, we are definitely free.
Yeah, they try everything. Like, I have seen it in my damn self. I'm like,
God. Ain't no limits when you fucking with a Scorpio.
Scorpio, nah, it ain't.
The Scorpios and Capricorn are pretty far away from them.
You said what?
Okay. My last question for you is, I see you've been stealing my phrase now. So first, let me say this. Shout out to the site that's out there stealing my phrase. You're welcome. And that is, where can everybody stalk you? Now, when I say stalk, I mean, like, anybody can just follow you on social media, but stalkers, they follow you, and then they actually support what you got going on. So where in social media can people stalk you?
I would have to say, my Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Kiana Noah, that's my Facebook. Or my Instagram. I would say I'm heavy on my Instagram. I'm heavy on there, too, like I'm heavy on my Facebook. My Instagram name is Drop_Team_Official. And on my Snap, I ain't really just heavy on my Snap unless I'm really doing something. Like, I really got something going on, and I'm really, like, if I'm turning up, and you want to see me turn up or something like that, you can follow me on Snap too, Kiana_DropGirl.
All right, I'm going to give you that follow right now. I just add you on the book just now.
I got to delete somebody.
I don't know. It didn't give me that thing, though, so I might be good.
Allah.
Yep.
I got like
32
friends. Oh, we
got one
mutual friend.
Damn. I delete and block so many people. I probably never gonna never get to the beginning, to the top of it, because I don't keep telling people my list long. They got that. They get to cutting up. They gotta go.
Oh, I just added
you
now.
Yeah,
I tried to watch somebody snap. I couldn't
even watch the whole snap. You know what? I see some freaky stuff on Snap. And when I say freaky, I mean freaky.
Yeah, they got some mad damn sex groups on Snap too. Like, they be having shit on there.
Shoot, Room 21 on Facebook is crazy. But I just left from there the other day. It's starting to get too wild in there now. Like, I gotta get after this. Too much going on in Room 21. I'm like, nah, I gotta get out of here.
She is just where I'm actually dropping her off. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
You feel it?
All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming to the show. Definitely appreciate it. You know what? I'm gonna be an asshole real quick. Thank you to the other guest, to the other fighter who I was not able to reach in time to the show. Because that means that was more time we got with you. So shout out to that.
So
we could have got screwed and we would have got the real tea if we got the other fighter here for good. I'm glad it all worked out. Because T started on the trouble. First T started
what?
Trouble, then they come in here acting up.
I didn't know such thing. I didn't know such thing.
Yeah, you didn't care. What
day
she walked in on, she, I was
hearing
like, what the fuck?
Oh, that always happens. Somebody always walks in on them questions. They're like, what kind of show is this?
I just knew she was going to walk in on
stuff. Right. Well, shoot. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick music break. So I'm going to try and I'm gonna download this Drop Team remix, too. And try to put it on as well.
Yeah,
play it.
Right.
So, yes, I'm working on it right now. I'm over here working on this download.
Already.
So, yeah.
Appreciate
it. I'm putting on it. That mess is lit. It made me want to go fight somebody right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to go fight the bill collector.
All right,
so we'll be back after this. Right here on Life It Does Live. If you want to, you can stick around for this segment we're going to do next. It's the list. Every week we give you a top six list of things based on a certain topic. So, yeah, feel free to say bye for this topic. So, we'll be back after this. Let's go to my boy Tatum Champion, because we're going to have a champion, three-time champion on coming Friday. So, here we go.
All right. What I try to tell you, this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power.
Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. Get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
Mills is a champion. Check out the lens we in. All the more shine, no time for shenanigans. Yeah, your bitch stuck, even stiff like a mannequin. Tell her use more spit, do that twist with her hand again. Break like swag, niggas always got some red on. Caught collision flow, coming at these bitches head on. Like Big said, set the D, then you're dead wrong. A 40 caliber spit, and these spectators are hands gone. I'm so gone in the outer space. Couple carrots in the watch, yeah, in the outer face. And so I got them taped, and me, they gotta hate. Playing hard for victory, need a doc, no history. But you can get smoke, flow, crack, or dope. Don't lack nothing, nope. Put some stacks on it, bro, cause I'm swagging, I'm gunning. And if these niggas run that gun game, move, we want it. Bring these bullets round the corner, nigga, yeah.
Victory is ours. First we get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
Hey yo, hot spit bars, just to speak my mind. This shit real, it just happened to rhyme. See dudes I hatin', so homie, I'ma keep this shit sucker free. I'm a real nigga, so the hood stay loving me. Keep the clip packed like a house full of company. Deep recliner back, my nigga, yep, I'm sitting comfortably. On another level when your niggas ain't touching me. Worn out for me, now the task force rushing me. Should've been dead.
Ha! Hey, y'all thought the original was something, huh? We about to hit y'all with the remix! You already know what time it is, I'm talking about. Drop team. You still can't crank it, how we crank it, let go.
Don't get your bitch ass drunk, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass drunk, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass drunk, cause this is drop team.
Ain't no way we ever running, nigga, she not stopping. you fake hoes is chewing. Trying to stop my hustle, you ain't got the muscle. Like a virgin, just can't do it. Never been fake, don't know what a star. Want a real nigga, I can play the part. When he tests the hands, but ain't got the heart. If I let him go, I'm taking body parts like. Get buried with my partners, you never took meth, boy, you don't want no problem. I got shooters and spiders that's close to long range. I say, get them, they got them. Boy, this is drop scene shit. Have some real niggas come out for the remix. If I ever fall off, I just dust myself off and get back on that G shit.
I'm through the bamboo boat shit. Killing these niggas with a rope, bitch. Y'all seen how the hell we ain't dope yet when all blow is strong. And I ain't talking bro flakes, nigga. Thumbing through the racks, need no sick, nigga. Bottles of some rock, that's a no flakes, nigga. Every day is like a party, cause we smoking by morning, cause we steady count money. We don't know y'all, nigga. We run through the bands, I cash out quick. Whole drop team on some cash out shit. Fight nights ever like the first and the fifth, and we know we got it turned. We ain't ask y'all shit. Ayy, drop team, we be like state line, baby. Mama knock a bitch out like 8 time. We turn to even with his break time. And on the mark, I'm a dog like K9, nigga.
Cold to the fight game, I must be the creator. Drop team, it's the one thing that shit on all you haters. Sauce to walking on flavor. Hand on my nuts, cause I'm too much. My hitters with me like step up. Key on the noise, you got back up.
Soon score, Savage be new whiskey. Back in 04. I want more, round two. I'm a walking Balboa. Hey, drop team, I'm with them, bitch. We the testament, true evidence. It's a 4-8, they murdering. That rap shit like medicine.
Ha, bitch, wanna plex, I ain't even finna talk. Round be done, for the round even start. Caught him with a left and a right, made him halt. A fight is just a fight unless you fighting with a boss. I ain't just talking, I'ma show what I'm about. Say you want it in, now I know you want it out. Hit you with the right again, knock the blood out your mouth. Don't ask about the drop team when you see what we about. Cause the shit that my team really do, shit that we do is so crazy and new. If these niggas really knew what the fuck we been through, then these niggas wouldn't test when we step up in the booth. Look, my niggas crazy, know this shit don't faze me. Step up in the ring, no Keanu going crazy. We don't give a fuck if my bitches wanna fade it. Them niggas coming, they gon' have to get a taste for real.
Rosé, all about cream. In the studio, fucking with the drop team. Put some money on it, you can get the black king. But these hands are the guns with the stock beam. See my team bossed up on the beach, nigga. No stressing. Weak ass niggas round here getting neglected. If the bitch don't act right, she rejected. 26 inch, got a nigga flexing. Pockets full of dead presidents. I was little nigga grinding ever since. Worst ethnic like a Mexican. I rim my bands up so I can flex again. Fuck what you talking, it is what it is. I'm all about drama, but just trying to live. These niggas keep playing, this shit'll get real. When I'm all here, to go in for the kill.
This test not checkers, my nigga. I check you, my nigga. Dissect you, my nigga. Hey, makers, we talking to wreck you, my nigga. Headgear on your head, won't protect you, my nigga. Hey, Chuck, this sick in this bitch, haters about to throw up. Drop team in this bitch, got the shit, it's sold up. Watch me fake me a nigga like a stupid low cut. Why Kiana steady, beam bitches up. And shit changed, nigga, we getting changed, nigga. Keep it 1,000, no change, nigga. Big dog of them all, Great Dane, nigga. Drop team, brain pain, my grain, nigga. Spit flame in the booth, Liu Kang, nigga. Make a nigga catch out, you tame, nigga. I spit venom on the one. Throw the six up on the blue gang, nigga.
What's happening, nigga? Catch the rhyme, you a pussy, nigga. Talking dad, you was on the book. Say it now, nigga. Fuck you and your whole house. It's over with. First round, and I ain't talking draft pick. Straight down, straight shot. Somebody getting their ass kicked. Time me, bitch. It's whatever. You know I'm on a different level. I kick ass on the weekend. I'm about to put you on the schedule. Fight night, I started that. Drop 10, get the party cracking. If you can't fight at the red light, you can hang it up like a heart attack. And I promise.
Nigga. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team.
All right, we're back. We're back. That was our first. The first up was Tatum's champion, and then y'all saw that little magic I did. Found the track for Drop Team Remix. So shout out to that track. So you think I was gonna get it in there? That's just the kind of juice I got.
You shocked me, man. You shocked me.
I got some magic I can do over. Which, I mean, I'm going to put some people on to get some more listens on it.
Yeah.
Y'all go to soundcloud.com/CP903drop. You can find the song on there. So, you got the original
Sleepy,
Drop Team.
Sleepy,
and Drop Team Dreaming.
_drop.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had my ways of finding stuff. I was like, oh, it was right there. Click, download, and then I'm gonna throw her off. She's like, what? He got the song here for real? Yeah, this is what happens when you don't. This is why people keep trying to get me to do it. This is why I don't work for AM, FM radio, because I can play where the hell I want and not to answer anybody. So yeah. All right. So okay, this week's list. Instead of six, since there's four of us, I'm gonna let each pick one. This week's list is if you can pick one person. One person that you would want to beat the hell out of and get away with it, who would that be and why? So, since you're our guest, we're going to let you go first.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's somebody, if you can get away with it, you'd beat the ass. Like, you just had to be somebody.
I don't know.
Wow.
I really don't know.
She have a free shot. She got nobody. I got a list over here. I write a novel. No, not a novel, but still. Okay. Gil, all right, I'm feeling that. All right, so I'm gonna go to T. T, what was it? If you had a pass to beat anybody's ass and get away with it, who would it be and why?
Should I be petty today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want petty? It's Monday. Give us petty on Monday.
What? Don't do that.
Let's start the week off strong.
Oh, I'm gonna be petty. I think it would be justice.
Oh, you went real petty. Oh shit! You didn't call him by the name. I know what he's talking about. It's funny.
Oh, you said why?
Do we want to ask why? Do you want to go there? Why you would be there?
Do you want to go? Why? It's up to you.
Yeah, we want to know. Entertain us all. Entertain us.
Why is because she a liar. She a hater.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut my interview short. I got to make work.
Oh,
I just made it to work.
Go ahead, Kiana. We appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you.
And
okay, so go ahead, T. Okay.
Well,
she saved you because she was getting ready to answer the question. That was real smooth. She saved your ass.
No, actually, I said she a liar and a hater.
Okay.
But I ain't trying to be too petty.
Well, I guess if she can have one, we each can have two. All right, so... Nate, if you could be a person's ass and get away with it, who would it be?
It would be niggas who tell a female to get an abortion after they've been fucking the female with no condom. Fuck, if you don't want kids, use condoms. Fuck.
Are you about investing in Plan B?
Not even,
ain't no Plan B.
And chill the
not
hell
even
out.
That. Like, if you're not ready for kids, don't be having sex. Like,
exactly.
You know what that leads to.
Use condoms if you don't want kids, period.
Okay, you heard what Kiana said. She be watching other people, and she ain't trying to get one put in her.
Okay, your turn. You can't deter this.
I was coming with it. And since she didn't have any, that means we each get two. So I get two passes. Lord, I get two passes.
Oh, you about to be petty?
I'm excited.
You about to be petty?
All right, I'm gonna go left field.
Do I hear a petty?
I want to beat the hell out of myself.
Dumb bitch.
Aren't you?
I'm going to go back. I'll beat the hell out of myself. I'm going to go back. I want to go back in time to, let's see, two instances. I want it's two of me's I want to beat the hell out of. You know, I can't change the past, but I'd like to go beat the hell at that guy for being a dumbass. One, for dealing with the whole Maury situation, which should have been the Maury situation in the first place if my ass did some goddamn mathematics. So,
oh, okay, yeah.
You already know the story. We talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
yeah, I go suck the hell out of myself because I did. If I knew how to do the pregnancy math completely, then I would have been good. I would have been at the clear. Right. Well, okay. You know, because you know, like I always see, I count the time wrong. Like that was I was off by some change.
Well, technically, they're supposed to say you're supposed to count the last, you know, last time you had your menstrual cycle, and then 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
I counted. Yeah, she pulled a stunt. You know, she pulled a stunt on me, made something. I got her pregnant. I got her pregnant well after she was already pregnant. If I did the math, I was like, oh, hold on. He was born when? Let's do the math. Let's go backwards. Yeah, see, I would be good to go, but I didn't do the math, so I want to go back and slap myself for that shit. But luckily, God gave me a way out of it, thankfully. But still, it was a thing I didn't need to go through in the first place.
Can we come back to after you done? Yeah, I got another one.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because I was there for that one. So we can go to you for number two. Number three in the list. No, number four in the list, excuse me.
Okay, so I'm going to piggyback on what May said. I would slap the hell out of my baby daddy. I ain't no fun on him.
You're being petty tonight. Nate, she's being very good.
Yes,
right?
Girl. Slap these baby daddies, girl. Yes.
I'll
need their ass beat.
Go knock, knock. Bam, bam, bam. I'm smacking the whole house over.
Yes. Yes, girl.
I got to play. Just play it. Okay, let's stop being petty.
You ain't playing. You talking shit. You remember what you said.
Hey, did y'all see that meme where it said, ain't nothing wrong with my baby daddy. He just a bitch or something.
Lord.
Yeah, I see that.
You see, it's
like,
funny as...
They was like, yeah, it was like, y'all pray for me. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I just got a bitch-ass baby daddy.
Funny
as hell.
Okay, yeah, mate. Nate, Mondays are hot after dust Mondays. Hot to dust Mondays means it's going to be either hot or it's going to be some hot mess. So, you know. So, Nate, what's your second one, which would be number five on the list?
I will slap all these bitches. These want to be models. Like, bitch. Fix your wig, bitch. Fix your makeup.
Girl, get you some new
wig. Erase your eyebrows, bitch. draw it all over again, bitch. You look like your son was drawing on your motherfucking eyebrows to get it together.
I can never. Stop wearing your sister clothes.
Okay, start wearing your friends and your best friend's clothes.
You know what?
Y'all going in tonight.
So, you know how y'all got a friend, and then y'all go out and, well, you don't go out and buy drawers together, but y'all happen to be together, and y'all go to Victoria's Secret and buy drawers. Yeah, this one girl stole my drawer. She's like, you want them back? No, you wore them. I don't want them drawers back.
No, that's nasty. Okay? You can keep that shit, bitch.
You need them more than I need them. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing.
Okay. So if
and
I
you know who I'm talking
let me see who been by. I already know you petty. You part of Petty Squad. Since Nate took it there, the last one, number six in the list, I'm going to pick any of these people who are in this industry who are rather instead just putting on, you know, especially if you've been doing what you've been doing for a while, all of a sudden want to hate on me because I'm in the same field. Back the fuck off, man. There's competition, and then there's just plain hating, and I don't like this shit. When you trying to fuck up my business, we gotta catch some hands real quick.
Oh yeah.
And
okay,
I guarantee you, anybody that's the main culprits out there that's trying this shit, I would whoop their ass faster than Triple G was getting ready to whoop Canelo's ass. Trust me on that.
Okay.
And I ain't fucking like. I'm a person. I don't like fighting, but man, when I do fight, it is not pretty. I will only use these hands if need be. But like I said, the point of the question was if you can get away with it, blase. I'm gonna say those people. They know who they are. They listen to the show. Great, that's even better than you really know. I'm not hiding the shit. We have to go and catch some hands real quick.
Okay.
Because
I think we're number
they
eight.
Have tried to fuck off my shit, and they have not succeeded. It's a nice try.
Yes, yeah, clap that. No. Okay, I'm going to say Messi PSA number eight. I think we're on eight, nine. Okay, whatever.
Oh, number seven.
Eight and a half.
This is number seven.
Okay, seven. Don't you hate when people don't give you credit for putting them on?
Yes. I hate
that.
Or when a motherfucker want all your, like, first of all, I hate when a motherfucker asks me, how do you become a model? Like,
I'm
not about to give you all my connects. Bitch, I had to work hard for these connects. And bitch, you think I'm just up to hand you everything I know? No, what I'm going to tell you is, you start modeling by building you a portfolio and taking pictures. You can't, I'm not just about to give you my connects with people I know, celebrity photographers, celebrity videographers. No, you got to work your way to
right.
that. It takes hard work and dedication.
You better start from the bottom like I did.
You better start from the bottom like I did.
I'm about to piggyback on that one. I don't like. I'm gonna go even further on what you're talking about. I don't like when people do this. They sit when they tell everyone, they be like, and because this really pisses me off, and that people need to stop doing this shit because it pisses me off. Which is the people out there who run around with these side stories telling their talking about ain't nobody put me on, I did this all by myself. Get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
Somebody
wait,
helped
who
you.
Said that?
Especially when I see people who say that shit and I help them, it makes me not want to help them no more because that means that they're going to act like they did all the shit they own. And I'm like, no, baby, no. I'm not saying I made you, but please believe somebody helped you along the way. And if I was one of those people, it's a slap in the face to see you say, oh, ain't nobody helped me.
Yeah. Well, nobody helped me get started. I should say, let me put emphasis on that, get started. But people did help me along the way. But nobody helped me get started. I helped myself.
Right. People want to they figure they do that because they think it's like a sob story that you'll make people, like, give them more respect. Like, just get the fuck out of here, man.
Right. Well, I hope your friend ain't saying that. Because she about to put some respect on my name.
I hope your friend. T is on high alert messy tonight.
I'm done. I'm not messing with you.
All right, so... Shoot, that's it for this week's the list. Shoot, we got a couple more minutes left. First off, I do want to thank Kiana, Drop Team Kiana, for coming through. Definitely, it was dope having her. She was a great guest. And I appreciate, man, I'm glad that we even be able to have her much longer. It was a great interview. So, it was fun. I like that, man. And that's what this week is about, man. We just, like, we trying to spice it up, like, let people see behind the scenes more about some of the people involved in the event and not just, like, just show up and it's just, oh, they got more connection to these people now. So that's what we're trying to be a part of that solution of raising awareness more about some of the fighters in the sport. Let me go to you first, T. Do you have any public service announcements? We're not public service announcements, but community announcements you need to let us know.
Get tested. No, I'm saying.
I said community service. Community events. Okay.
Oh, that's a community thing. Yeah.
That's for a PSA. Okay.
Okay.
Missing.
If you haven't, go shop with Street Empire. It's handmade clothing. And please, y'all, do not ask for no discount. Oh, I hate when people do that. Don't ask for no discount.
Okay.
But she takes out the time to hand make these clothes, and y'all talking about discounts. Anyway. But, yeah, make sure y'all shop with her. And who else? Okay. Well, I forgot. Carry on.
You foot is
here. Nay, here we go. Everybody buckle your seatbelts. Nay, you got any upcoming stuff we need to be aware of?
Stay tuned for next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, you gave us a time period this time. Uh-oh. She gave us a time period? She gave us no bogus stay tuned? Oh, man.
Stay tuned for next week. Not next weekend. Stay tuned for next weekend.
Look, let me go mark my calendar.
Stay tuned for Saturday, September 30th.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh.
Let me see something.
Okay.
That date sounds very familiar. Let me, if I'm not mistaken, let's see. Oh, I knew I was going to be right. I knew.
What?
I know what's going on that week.
What's going on?
Just know.
What's going on?
Just know.
What you know. What you know?
I know.
Let's get it right. So what it start
I know
with? What it start with?
It's start with a B.
A who?
A B. B as in boy.
Her birthday?
No.
No, not her birthday.
No,
okay,
don't.
Okay, there's not BET Hip Hop Awards stuff. Okay.
BET Awards.
That was our first guess. That guess is totally wrong.
If you get it right, I'll tell it. If you get the first letter right.
Okay, I'm gonna make this my second guess. Start with a G.
G? No.
No, technically it starts with an S, not a G. Excuse me.
S? No.
A P.
No.
You said no to the S?
No.
Okay, I thought it was Soul Guerrilla Films. Okay, not
that. That's partially right. Yeah, that's partially right.
Thank you. I knew I was like, okay, I'm 50.
Okay, so since Teddy got it partially right, I will be in Miami September 30th.
I'm good. I'll
be shooting my promo video September 30th in Miami.
I knew it.
First of all,
I'm a good detective. I knew it was. I was like, there's one or two things you're going to talk about. It was either you put me down for being peer award or that.
Okay, you just
what you say, T?
From earlier. I already knew. I beat her silence from earlier. She said, I'm looking for makeup artist in Miami. Never mind. Disregard the last one.
I found one. I finally found a makeup artist in Miami. Finally.
Yes, but she never said a date. So, yeah, I didn't know when she was. I knew it was soon. That was soon. But, no, with Tony Awards, I was like, okay. Not DET Awards. That's about the time. That's close to when they would be going to go film it. Because they always, the BET Awards, they always pre-recorded. So, like, I guess about the time. When you said that, I was like, it's only one other team then. So, yeah.
Yes, I was
okay.
In Miami.
Ah. I bet.
Lit.
All right. Some more heat. So, we're going to get some more heat, too. Shout out to that. I want to say, okay. So, since you've done your pro service announcement, I got from my own. Okay, Human Cameras Magazine, issue 39 will be dropping tomorrow, I promise. Dropping tomorrow. So everybody, buckle your seatbelts. No need to cry. Also, make sure I don't forget. Oh. So, yeah. So, I'm going to make this announcement. I said I was going to make it tomorrow. When I drop the, I'm going to drop issue 39 of Human Cameras Magazine. But I want to make this announcement right now, ahead of time. So you listen to the show right now, you get to catch it. If not, then hell, you get to find out tomorrow when the rest of the world knows. I remember on Facebook Live earlier, TL was talking about having another project. Collaboration with Human Canvas. Well, I'm gonna start. So the next thing in all my little ventures of things I do is another magazine. But y'all don't see this. No one's gonna see. This is gonna slap the heck out of people.
Oh shit!
This is gonna be called. So you got Human Canvas Magazine, which is about body art. All sorts being mixed in with different things. My next one is going to be called, and which this one be, at least this will be a quarterly magazine, either bi-monthly or quarterly. So, still figuring out that part. But the next part of the family of brands would be called Culinary Canvas Magazine. Culinary Canvas would be not just for professional chefs and whatnot and restaurateurs, but it'll allow people, even if you're not a model, whatever, you'll be able to, it's going to kind of mix in a taste of modeling and a taste of the culinary world mixed together. So every issue, there'll be different people. Like, for instance, I'll just use y'all as an example. So we had, like, let's say, like, we had, like, T and they featuring the issue. And so you have them, and not only just them, but a picture of the dish that they're making, and we'll be giving the recipe to from their own perspective. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll be so that's gonna be the whole point in the magazine. I figured this, like, there's not really a black owned magazine for the culinary world. I've remiss to look for one. I mean, I'm looking around and I don't really see one. So there's a market for that. Black people love to eat, and people of all different cultures love to eat black people food. So what better way than to have a magazine that goes through that showcases that world?
Mm-hmm.
So Culinary Canvas will be the next in the family of things I'll be having go on. The projected date to launch the magazine the first issue of Culinary Canvas will be December. So stay tuned for December. That's when we'll drop Culinary Canvas. So,
also,
yeah.
In December, It's my birthday.
Okay, turn up.
Mm-hmm. What's your sign again?
A Sagittarius.
I was about to say,
okay,
you gotta be Sagittarius.
See, I messed up earlier. I was trying to say your sign. I was being petty. I knew I got T. I knew I got Nay when I said Scorpio, but actually I said Capricorn, but I meant to say Sagittarius.
Oh, I won't.
So you lucked out, because I was trying to make sure I called both of y'all.
I dated a Sagittarius,
like,
and that nigga was crazy.
Ooh. Oh, we all crazy now.
Yeah,
like, if
crazy.
I don't get that nigga my attention, he acting like a bitch. Like, damn.
Nah, that ain't me now. I don't care for nobody attention. I ain't begging for nobody attention.
You used to be whole tweaking.
So, yeah. So, yeah, shout out to that. If you don't mind, how old will you be turning in?
21, last.
You trying to be funny? She trying to be funny. I know that joke was leading. You funny, G.
Nah, I wasn't trying to be with since. Yeah, whatever. But I'm gonna be turning 24.
Okay.
Okay. You just got some milk in your breath.
Yeah. I don't have time for little kids, you know.
Oh, Lord. So you just thought you trying to call Nay a little kid? Well, not she's little, but you trying to call Nay a kid?
Nah. He ain't. How old are you?
22.
She's not 21. She's not a kid.
She just looked like one.
Oh my goodness.
Boy, shut your
Just because you hitting 30 don't mean we gotta be young.
Oh, first off, you know, y'all not gonna come for me, okay? Y'all can come for me. And second off, I'm already there, so nice try.
Oh well. Kudos to you.
And I'm looking, feel like I'm in my 20s, so I have no problem. And you know, God just makes some people perfect.
No, we do. Guess
who is it? Oh, man, come on. You should know. Your favorite co-host in the world.
Oh, well, I guess I won't end that line.
let's see. Another public service announcement. I will be dropping a pic sometime this week for the anti-bully campaign. Definitely was dope being able to shoot that. It was pretty cool. I'm not gonna tell y'all the concept of what we did. They're just gonna have to wait, but I got to work with a lot of phenomenal people. Shout out to the moms of the two pre-teens that came out. They were very helpful during the shooting. She even had one mom. She was holding up one of the lights for me, so I appreciate that. And also, she was helping me carry some of my stuff back to the car. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big ups to the moms.
Yeah, she was a good lady.
Shout out to my girl Carly. I want to definitely shout out Carly, who helped us shoot. Carly Martinez, because she came through, man. Like, what we conveniently, the location we shot, we ended up picking last to shoot at, was down the street from her makeup studio, so that was perfect. And it ended up being a really good place to shoot at. It was really nice looking. And I appreciate her, yeah, because she let us come into her makeup studio, and she did a complete TFP. She didn't charge, and she went in with the makeup. So big ups to Carly for wanting to be involved with our project. It's pretty dope to have that many people involved in a powerful message. So appreciate everyone involved, Brittany, Paris, Hannah. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I think I got a PSA.
And then also, too, y'all saw that heat I've been dropping. Shout out to that. Hey. Hey, I'm just going to let you know now, if you got Virgin Eyes, don't go to Facebook. I mean, don't go to IG. Or Dust Cycle, because I got some stuff on there, baby. That I shot. Oh, yeah, okay. It's ridiculous.
All right, so I got one last one. So it's in the planning stage, but we supposed to be planning like a Halloween photo shoot, but it's gonna have a twist on it. So y'all gonna wait for that. Instead of being like just Halloween based, it's gonna have like a storyline. So y'all check that out.
Okay.
I can't really say too much about it because somebody might try to steal it, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. No, that's why I said Conan and Jerry.
Yeah, that's why I don't be
saying
everything.
I already had the baby going, so they can't steal it.
So just know it's going to have a twist on it.
All right, bet. And I see why Kiana having to dodge. Kiana got them yams. I see why she had to dodge.
Some yams.
She had some dumb yams. Some yams. Cakes.
Oh. I didn't know yams and cake was the same thing. My bad.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Why do you have to be so difficult? Why do you have to be so difficult and try to make fun of me? When I'm so nice to y'all. I'm so innocent and nice and gentle.
Mm-mm.
All right. So, yeah, that brings the show to a close. Tomorrow, man, we're going to start on time tomorrow, Cedric. So, yes. God willing, we'll start on time tomorrow. So tomorrow... we have two guests tomorrow from the Bikini Boxing Brand, Association brand. We have Tay Blazing Blue, who's one of the ring girls, and then we'll have Magda. To Myra, I said Magda. Good God, Myra, who's one of the ring girls as well, will be chopping it up with them separate times. So the first interview will be Tay. Second one later on the show will be with Myra. So, yeah, I'll definitely come through tomorrow. I mean, today was crazy. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And this will be the first Tuesday show for Life at the Dusk live in a long time. So, I want to come through, check it out, man. And Tuesday, we're calling it, because all the other days had names already. So, Tuesdays from here on out will be called Talk to Me Tuesdays. And, you know, Mondays High to Dusk Mondays. Wednesdays is Hum Day After Dusk. So, there you go. All right. Shoot, we are rolling on out. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there is a way. You two never saw of Life at Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J and your girls.
Nay Seduction.
And T. Melina.
All right, y'all, we out. Bye.